Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and this podcast has just crossed the 7 million download mark. And we're going to start the show off with Dave Holland to celebrate with Lucky 7.
Thank you.
As mentioned in the beginning of the show, we are celebrating our 7 million plus downloads. And what better way to do that than by playing Seven Steps to Heaven and Lucky Seven. Starting at the top, Dave Holland from the album Critical Mass, we heard Lucky Seven. That group is Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Robin Eubanks on trombone, Steve Nelson on vibraphone. Leading the group, Dave Holland on double bass, and Nat Smith on drums. Fine quintet, recorded back in 2006. Critical Mass is the name of that album. And we followed that up with Miles Davis, Seven Steps to Heaven. I love that tune. A Victor Feldman composition featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And George Coleman was soon to be replaced with Wayne Shorter for that great Miles Davis quintet. Next up, I wanted to pay tribute to the passing of Pat Martino, one of the great guitarists of jazz music, and an incredible life story. If you haven't read about it, you should look that up. Pat Martino, after accomplishing so much in the early part of his career, suffered a brain aneurysm that left him completely with amnesia, not knowing anything of his past or his success as a guitarist. Pat Martino had to relearn his craft once again, and he came back just as great as ever. So we're going to hear two tracks, one from before the tragic incident and one from after. Let's begin with the title track from the album Footprints, a Wayne Shorter composition. Let's listen to Pat Martino. Thank you.
Thank you.
two examples of Pat Martino's great guitar playing. We are paying tribute to Pat Martino, who passed away this week, November 1st. Pat Martino was born August 25th, 1944, in Philadelphia, passing in Philadelphia as well at the age of 77. I already recounted some information about his incredible life. The last track you heard, a Pat Martino composition, Dozen Down, from the album Think Tank, recorded back in 2003, featuring Pat Martino on guitar, Joe Lovano on saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, Louis Nash on drums, and Gonzalo Rubalcaba on piano. And before that, we heard a track from 1972, the album Footprints. We heard the title track from that, a Wayne Shorter composition. We're going to move on with a request from Alex out of Sacramento, California. He wanted to hear Herbie Hancock from the album New Standard. Let's listen to the Prince composition, Thieves in the Temple. Thank you. Harold Land and Martin Banks from the album West Coast Suite. We heard Blue Nelly. That's Harold Land on saxophone and Martin Banks on trumpet. I've been listening to a lot of Harold Land lately. He was a Los Angeles saxophone player from back in the 60s. Gained most of his notoriety from his work with Clifford Brown. That track, Blue Nelly, I love the bluesy feel on that one. Before that, by request, we heard Herbie Hancock from the album New Standard. That's a 1996 release. We heard the Prince classic hit tune, Thieves in the Temple. And that is a great group of Herbie Hancock on piano, Michael Brecker on tenor saxophone, John Schofield on guitar, Dave Holland on acoustic bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Don Elias on percussion. We're going to continue on with something brand new from Mike Casey. A couple of years ago, he released an album entitled The Law of Attraction, and he's since released an album of remixes from that album, heavily edited with a lot of electronics. It reminds me quite a bit of Herbie Hancock's Sextant album and other modern remixes. The name of the album, Law of Attraction, The Remixes. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that. We're going to hear the title track, followed by Spoon from Mike Casey. A fine saxophone player now experimenting with some electronics. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Mike Casey, his remixes from his album The Law of Attraction. That'll about do it for today's show. My name's Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to put a wrap on things with a young guitarist. His name is Andrew Renfro. He's got a brand new album, Run in the Storm. We're going to hear his composition, Gotham. And this really does have the feel of a score of a Batman graphic novel, in my opinion, from the city of Gotham.